Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Every day we end this broadcast by reminding our listeners that this government is their government and their input does make a difference. And it's true. We've seen it time and again. I've been in hearings where members of the legislature seem determined to go a certain direction, then suddenly altered course because a small group of ordinary citizens stood up and made their voices heard. I watched a particularly bad bill die on a tie on the very last vote before going to the governor because 400 people called two legislators in a four-hour period and one of them changed his vote. I've watched legislators brought to tears because a witness came forward with a particularly compelling story. All that to say, citizen input really does make a difference. The challenge from our side is getting people to speak up. Some feel unqualified, many are intimidated, and let's face it, many of us are just plain lazy. We lead busy lives, and the thought of adding one more thing to our plates is overwhelming. The good thing is that it's so easy and literally takes no time at all. 200 years ago, if a person wanted to get the ear of a legislator, they had to get on a horse and ride to where the legislature was meeting. Letters arrived too late to make a difference, and it was nearly impossible for regular citizens to know what the legislature was even considering on any given day. The entire process was shrouded in a veil of time, distance, and lack of communication. Then came the age of communications, and that helped. At least citizens knew what was going on. Distance could still be a problem, especially in big states like Montana, or even worse, Alaska. I lived in Alaska for 8 years, and going to the capital requires a plane or a boat. There are no roads connecting it to the rest of the state. Even today, the legislature remains isolated from the rest of the state, and I think legislators like it that way. The capital is still isolated in Juneau, and legislators resist all efforts to move near Anchorage or anywhere that actually has a road system. Thankfully, that's not the problem in Montana. The capital is readily accessible, and better yet, we have the internet. It's reliable, it's instantaneous, and best of all, it's free. We can watch hearings and comment in real time. Legislators can be reached by phone or email or even by text message. Bill language is available on the state website. Committee hearings are posted in advance and can be viewed live. Committee members are listed along with all of their contact information. And bill trackers let us know where every single bill is in the process in real time. Gone is the veil of secrecy. The entire process is completely transparent. Now, it's up to us to act. You can do that by going to the legislative webpage at leg.mt.gov, or you can go to the webpage of a host of organizations like the Montana Family Foundation to find a condensed list of the bills that we think are most important. The quickest and easiest way to make your voice heard is to answer our calls to action. When an important bill is up, we put out the word by email or over the radio, and you pick up the phone and call your legislator. It takes less than 5 minutes and could very well change the course of our state. It's that important. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.